The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants to boost the amount of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in the WIC program and cut the milk allocation for poor women from 3 cups a day to 2 cups a day. That would result in about $400 million less in annual national dairy product sales through the program. The goal is to provide women and children with a more balanced diet, but Dave Ward, dairy director for the Wisconsin Federation of Co-ops, says it's counterintuitive to reduce a nutrition source that most experts agree is important for pregnant women and children.
The nutrients that dairy products provide are low on the diets of these participants in the WIC program. Why are they choosing now as a time to lower the amount of dairy products in these food packets?
Wisconsin produces about a third of the nation's milk and cheese, so UW dairy economist Ed Jesse says there's no doubt the changes in WIC will have an impact on some dairy farmers. Jesse also questions the rationale for deciding that milk is less important than the foods WIC is adding to the program.
Fruits and veggies are good, but who's to say that they're better than milk and dairy products in terms of the overall healthiness scheme of things?
Hunger prevention advocates also question the wisdom of the change. A spokesman for the Milwaukee Hunger Task Force says it would make more sense to simply increase the WIC budget to add more fruits and vegetables instead of cutting the amount spent on milk and cheese. That's an issue that may come up in Congress before the new rule goes into effect next fall. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.